day camp thus far. I know it's like a few days for you, but, you know, teen camp thus far after last night's camp. Or last yesterday.
Training camp, you know, it's a lot of teaching, and Brian emphasizes on defense, and, you know, carrying over into the actual game. I know for myself, I was, like, you know, nervous, you know, everybody's out, and so, you know, I was just enjoying the moment, being right there, and as far as the game, I think we really did a good job on emphasizing the defense of what Brian teaches us in practice. I know there's a little kinks and everything that I know he's going to point out in, like, film, and so just carrying over from upcoming practice into Tulsa, I think that'd be important. As long as we're progressing and not, you know, backtracking, then I'll make sure Brian's okay with how we're, you know, performing.
For me, I mean, I agree with a lot of what Deb said. I came into training camp a little late, so I was more nervous, I would say, to play yesterday, but it was really exciting. It was my first WMA experience, and I felt like as a team, we played the Chinese national team last week, and I felt like our level of play yesterday drastically improved. You know, a lot of the things that Brian had touched on after the scrimmage that we needed to work on, I felt like we did a good job, you know, progressing, and yeah, it was fun, and we got a W, so that's always a good thing.
Do you think it helped both of you to have the experience playing overseas for a season before coming into a WNBA training camp?
Did you
guys?
Yeah,
Well, for me, definitely. I feel like I grew up a lot this past year, basketball-wise. There were a lot of parts of my game that I felt like I got the opportunity to improve on, and so it definitely helped me. And I'm definitely more confident also having that year of, you know, professional basketball under my belt.
Yeah, as far as me, you know, I'm a local kid, and being away from home kind of, you know, raised me a little bit to be more independent. Far as basketball, on a professional level, yes, because I played against Nikki and Asiki and Tanisha, who also was coming in, and just playing against them was like, okay, well, this is what I'm going to be prepared for, you know. I think playing against the Americans, it's kind of different than the Polish players, of course, post players, because, you know, Nikki and Suki, she, you know, she gets after it, you know, she's very, most international players are more kind of finesse in their own way, so, kind of differentiating too, was a great help coming in to the post players, you know, this year at training camp, so far as Ashley Robinson.
So how are your knees?
My knees are great. Like I was talking to her before, like, you know, losing 30 pounds, you know, in a year actually helped my knees a lot, you know, senior year in high school and college, you know, trying to carry on that extra weight and trying to, you know, having surgery after surgery. That year in Poland really helped me a lot, so I'm feeling pretty good.
I was sitting in the stands for yesterday's game, and a couple of the fans around me were worried about your brace. They were all asking questions about it. What would you say to them? It's a protective brace, right?
I want to say it's like a psychological thing for me. I wear it because I've just been wearing a brace for so long. It helps me. I don't know. It's nothing wrong with my knees at all. I wear it because it's more of in a comfort zone for myself.
Ashley, since you know Ashley Walker so well, what's it like to have the two of them kind of run around and then kind of...
Ashley Robinson is a doll. She's like more of a sister, and Ashley Walker is more like a mom. So it's got a little family thing going on. I mean, like, Ashley Robinson has, you know, a lot of experience in the WNBA, and as far as myself, I go to Ashley Robinson or Camille if I need anything or if I'm not understanding anything. And they've been a really big help. You know, Ashley, she has to deal with me the way it goes. But that's it.
Is Walker any more bubbly since she has Robinson around her?
Oh, Ashley's the same. I mean, like, Camilla asks, like, how did we, you know, link up? Because me and Ashley and I are so different, yeah. You know, far as personality-wise. But, like I said, Ashley's like a mom to me. You know, she, Dev, did you do this? And so, like, but I think it comes from her mom being that way. So.
Where Laura, did your brother offer you any advice as far as like professional training camp, or is there anything you could drop from
what Yeah, my brother's always telling me something every day, giving me words of wisdom. You know, if I'm telling him I'm tired, or he's telling me to, you know, get more tough, you know, toughen up a little bit. So I always look for him for advice, and I've done that throughout my entire basketball career, high school, college, and now professionally. He always, you know, I look up to him. He's my older brother, and he's been through it all before me, and so he knows, he understands. So he's a good, you know, a good person to have, you know, whenever I need anything.
Brian Adler's not Don Nelson, though. So what did your brother tell you about playing for Don Nelson?
He loved it. He really liked Don Nelson. I think they had a really good relationship. My brother's, he's a very hard worker. So he's like every coach's dream. He does all the little things, you know. So I think he really appreciated the experience. I think he learned a lot. And it was an interesting experience for him, so, to say the least.
Are you every coach's dream also?
I don't know about that. We're very different. He was always more of a little things guy. I was always more of a scorer than he was. But I try to do the little things, you know. To make this team, you have to do all the little things. You know, they already have this Sue Bird, Swin Cash, you know, Lauren Jackson. They don't need anybody like that. So I'm, you know, a role for me is you just make my open shots, set the screens, play defense, rebound, all the little stuff. They need those role players. So I'm going to do whatever I can to make the team.
Coach Agler has a very specific defense that he runs. What's for both of you, what's been the hardest thing to learn that in such a short period of time?
Well, coming from overseas, like, it was more so, like, the help defense and how he runs you to position and just being tough. Like, I've always been tough, but he just wants you to get up in them and no breathing room. And coming up, I want to say the thing I had trouble with was, I want to say the rotations. I had to get the rotations down and get it quick. And that's one thing that stuck out to me. And right now, I'm working on, like, my hard hedging and timing, more so timing.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, same thing for me. It's just the rotations. One thing I really like about this defense is he stresses, you know, you want to keep your man in front of you, but if you do get beat, your teammates got to have your back. So everybody, you all have to be on the same page, you know, communicating the entire time. And overseas is not nearly, or at least the league I was playing in, it wasn't nearly as intense. You know, and here he wants you, like she said, all up in the offensive player's grill, you know, all the time. Don't let him breathe. So it's just really like buckling down and focusing on defense.
Laura, some WNBA players have mentioned that playing with guys growing up was a benefit to them getting to the league. And is that something you feel that with your brother, that you maybe had experience playing with guys before?
Yeah, no, I've always grown up playing against guys, and it's helped me tremendously just because, you know, guys are more athletic, you know, they're bigger, stronger. So I think they toughen you up. There's always that element. And, you know, same thing in college. We practiced against guys, and, you know, now we have our own practice team, and they definitely help us. Because if you can compete against guys and do well against them, I mean, it's going to be easy when you're playing against girls.
And Devin, I think you grew up in Oakland.
Yeah, as you know, like, Leon Poe, everybody was at home. So we all went to the same high school, Quinn Thomas, UNC. So we were all playing against each other growing up. And it was always quite interesting. And I think playing against the bigger guys, you know, made me tougher. And, you know, it transitioned over. And we have some really great practice guys. He's very athletic. Can assimilate the Candace Parkers or Candace Dupree's. And that's what Coach wants us to, you know, be prepared for when we, you know, step on the floor.
Did you take any inspiration from Leon since he's gone through a similar thing where he's had a history of knee injuries but, you know, made it to the NBA and won a championship?
Yeah, we both have similar backgrounds and everything. He just expresses the fact, you know, like, have you seen he's so small now, and we both losing weight and trying to get back on the floor. It's just the commitment, the commitment that we both have, you know, the willing to get back on the floor, because this is something that we want to do. And from our background being from Oakland, you know, we want to be able to play the game that we love and make money.
How well do you know him?
Oh, really well.
I mean, like, you still talk to him?
I haven't talked to him. I haven't seen him since he had the camp, but his camp should be coming. He should have another camp soon. So, It's been like a little while, but I talked to part of the other players.
Like within a year kind of thing?
Yeah, within it, yeah, like, okay. Like the last couple of months or so.
So like when you go back, when you kind of are at home?
Yeah, like if I'm up here or something, like I'll call them or something. But like he's really a great player.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks.